Welcome to Hearing Matters with Dr. Janice Gash, Founding Director of Arizona Hearing Specialist. This is a live call-in show, and your calls are welcome at 790-2040. Now, here's your host, Dr. Janice Gash.
Hello, and Happy New Year to everyone. Thank you for joining me today for Hearing Matters. I'm Dr. Janice Gash, your host. I'm also the founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. We were the first private audiology practice in Tucson, and we are going to be celebrating 30 years of this year, helping our patients hear their best and helping patients live their best. So as you heard, this is a live call-in show, and please call me with your questions or comments at 790-2040. Or if you're calling from Douglas or Globe, you can call us toll-free at 866-725-5467. Also like to suggest that you check out our interactive website at www.arizonahearing.com. And we have several free educational videos and free handouts that you can request from our office. And there's a wealth of information about hearing and hearing loss. So, you know, we were the first private audiology practice in Tucson, and we I'm very proud to say that we've helped thousands of people to hear better and to live better. And we've really built a reputation of excellence within the medical and general communities of Tucson and Green Valley. We're also the only Audigy-certified practice in Tucson and Green Valley. And what that means to you is that our professionals are in the top 3-5% in the nation when it comes to delivering superior care and service and value. So if you feel like you may have a hearing loss, call one of our offices today to schedule your hearing evaluation and learn more about our customized solutions for every lifestyle and budget. In Tucson, our number is 742-2845. In Green Valley, our number is 648-3277, and we are preferred providers for most insurance plans. I'd also like to announce that this month, at the end of January, January 25th, 26th, and 27th, in all three offices, we are going to be presenting educational seminars about, for the most part, revolving about around tinnitus. We've talked about tinnitus or tinnitus on the show in the past. It's ringing in the ears. Some people describe it as a pulsing sound, a clicking, crickets. But unfortunately, if it affects over 50,000 Americans. And so we'd love to have you join us for one of our seminars. It'll be at 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, as I said, on January 25th, 26th, and 27th, and we will be serving free breakfast. So I hope that you give yourself the opportunity to come and join us, and we look forward to seeing you and imparting our knowledge and experience to help create some customized solutions to meet your expectations for your individual listening lifestyle. Today, I'm very, very pleased to welcome Rhonda Stone. Rhonda, thanks for being here today.
Thanks.
Rhonda is the founder of Personal Support Services, and one of the things that I like to do on the show is bring in people that are providing services to the general community and the hearing impaired community. And Rhonda and I met many years ago because she has brought several of her clients into our office who have needed audiology and hearing aid services. And we've developed that friendship and relationship over the years. So I'm so glad that you could join us today.
Thank you so much.
Rhonda, maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, and then we'll talk a little bit about what you do and why you do it and what people should look for to if they might need personal support services. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your background first.
Well, first of all, for anybody who's listening, I am from New York, and that's where I was working before I moved to Tucson. And my background is in early education. I taught for 15 years in Brownsville, New York, and I taught elementary school, and I'm really a people person. And then when I became a mother, and I took leaves, I was like, you know, I'm starting, this isn't working out so well for me.
Uh-huh.
You know, I had my own needs that had to be met. And then I was fortunate enough that I worked in the Board of Education, which no longer exists. And I was a comprehensive.
Really?
Yeah, they tore it down. They actually, I don't know which mayor it was. I think it might have been Bloomberg. That no longer exists in the form that it did. And
okay.
But when it existed, for the people that are from New York, I had worked there as a comprehensive health coordinator, and I didn't work with the students anymore. Now I was working with the teachers and administrators, and I really started enjoying the health, you know, aspect of it. And I was doing HIV/AIDS education, and I was doing family living and sex education, and trying to get principals to allow us to come into their schools to do the training for their teachers. And that was very challenging.
Very interesting.
And it was rewarding because one time I was in a very, very difficult situation, and I really got the principals to understand what I was trying to do because they were not in favor of, you know, of the education. And so I felt really good about that day.
And now it seems like it's almost a part of all curriculum or not really?
No, I'd like to believe it is,
okay.
But no,
okay.
No. And I could do a whole show about that. And then after doing that, in 1994, we had been here on a family trip, because my husband and I were both teachers back a long time ago in a previous life.
In the olden days, yes.
And we did a trip out to Tucson, and we loved it. And we just knew one day we'd be back. In 1994, we came back just ourselves, and within 6 weeks, we moved out here. It was truly letting go and trusting it'll be okay. A lot of things had changed. My husband changed careers, and my job was ending because we got a new superintendent in. And then I got a job here for the Full Court Press Project. Again, it was a health-related project, and I was on the evaluation team. I didn't have any of the background, but the reason I was given the opportunity to work on that was it was going into schools and doing surveys with students to have a cessation program for them to cut back and not start smoking.
Oh, and very interesting.
So I had to go and talk to the principals and allow us to come in and let us do the testing or the surveys. So I guess all that work that I did back in my other job helped me to,
exactly.
You know, to come here
and
come on, let us do it. We'll, you know, we won't take too much of your time. And I think that project, not because of my efforts, because again, I was on the evaluation team, I think just as an aside, was very successful for the community. And then, I hate to admit it, but I was 50 years old 11 years ago, and I just knew that I needed something more. I needed to be working with people, because even though that project was helping, you know, young,
uh-huh.
Yeah, it was like I wasn't dealing with them, and I love people, and I let go. We were going to start another go round with this project, and I said I cannot go and collect over 7,200 surveys again and do all the organizing. I just couldn't do it. And I just let go, and I just said, okay, whatever's going to be. And I'm very, very fortunate that I had a friend who did some coaching with me. And he really got me to really know what my passion was. And now I was at the other spectrum. I still wanted to help people and educate people, but I didn't want to work with, you know, 6 and 7 and 8 year olds. I wanted to work with people at the other end of the spectrum, you know, people with a few more birthdays.
Yeah.
And I never even heard of what a fiduciary is. And I met this woman, Pamela, who she said, oh, I have a friend who does what you do. She says, her name's Francine. And I said, really? There is something? I never even knew the word.
That it was a career.
It was a career. And it was really a process to go through this. And Francine was just great. I mean, she mentored me. And she told me about this training. And you can go take the test. And I said, oh, I don't know if I could pass this. And, you know, I was 50 years old. And it turned out that it was great because I did pass the test. Francine mentored me.
I'm sure with flying colors, knowing you, yes.
Well, so, and then I started, you know, my small little business. And I have to tell you, I couldn't have asked for more. There are times that it's frustrating because, you know, I want to make a situation better, just like I'm sure you have it where, you know, you want to improve somebody's hearing, but, you know, you could do just so much. Well, sometimes it's frustrating for me because I want to make a situation better, and I have to meet people where they are in their, you know, in their travels,
right,
and help
right,
them as best right. as I can.
And kind of bring them along mm-hmm. the same way in terms of educating them and giving them the opportunity to learn what's available,
right,
I would
right.
think.
And you know, so here it is 11 years later. And for those who are good in math, I'm now 61.
Uh-huh.
And I love what, and I'm really glad I made the decision that I did.
Great. So. Well, let's take a break, and then I want to talk to you about a little bit more specifics in terms of what you actually do.
Thanks.
You're listening to Live Local Weekend Talk on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice, and streaming on the web at kvoi.com.
Did you know that avoiding loud noises may help prevent premature hearing loss? This is Dr. Janice Gash, founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. There are easy ways to identify if a particular sound is potentially harmful. Do you have difficulty talking or hearing others talk over the sound? Does the sound make your ears hurt? Do your ears ring after hearing the sound? Do other sounds seem muffled after exposure? If you answered yes to any of the above questions, the noise may be damaging your hearing. Most people don't realize how loud many everyday sounds are. Call Arizona Hearing Specialists at 742-2845 to see if you have hearing loss associated with loud noise exposure. That's Arizona Hearing Specialists, 742-2845.
Okay, you're a business owner. That 1980s or 90s phone system has just about given out. And those phone system salesmen are actually trying to talk you into spending thousands on a new one. Well, stop and listen carefully. This is 2010 and technology has advanced. That means with Simply Bits, you do not need to buy a phone system for your office ever. That's right, no phone system to buy or lease ever. Simply Bits will even replace your old business phones with brand new ones for free, including every feature you've ever heard of. Simply Bits has thousands of large and small business customers in Southern Arizona. Simply Bits usually even cuts your monthly phone cost to a fraction of what you're paying now. So, do you want to pay that phone system salesman still stuck in the last century thousands of dollars, or keep that money in your pocket? It really is as simple as that, and I'll bet you're curious to know more. Call Simply Bits at 512-5213. That's 512-5213 or simplybits.com.
Introducing TucsonChurches.org, your instant one-stop information connection to all local churches, ministries, Christian events, activities, and concerts. TucsonChurches.org is the new, smart, simple way to get your information to everyone who's looking for worship services and wholesome family events. Church listings are always free. Calendar listings couldn't be more affordable. Click on TucsonChurches.org to list your church or ministry, submit your calendar listing, or to find out what's happening, go to TucsonChurches.org.
Red Red Robin, home of the gourmet burger in a Tucson mall, Chewy's Mesquite Broilers, and Pioneer Plumbing is showing the love for all KVOI listeners, giving away over $150 each week for your chance to win. Join me, Colonel Will Henry Lee, every Sunday at 4 p.m. for TV Talk, the ultimate classic television quiz show, right here on AM 1030, KVOI The Voice.
Dr. Janice is in now to answer your questions about hearing. It's Hearing Matters, only on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice. Call in now at 790-2040. That's 790-2040.
Welcome back to Hearing Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Janice Gash, and we are talking today with Rhonda Stone, the founder of Personal Support Services. And so, Rhonda, we talked a little bit about your background, and we talked about you making that transition from working with younger people to assisting people, as you said, people who have celebrated more birthdays in their lives, and I love that. That's a great way to describe our the population of the people that we both work with. But let's kind of go back now a step and let's talk a little bit about what the term fiduciary means. First, you have to learn how to say it properly. Then you have to spell it properly. But tell us what it means and what some of the services that you can provide to your clients as their fiduciary.
Well, the actual term fiduciary is a person or an entity that you'd either give property management or any other responsibility to, and that they're a trusted person. And there is a difference between a licensed fiduciary and somebody who's going to act as your agent and who gets entrusted but who's not licensed. So, you know, that really is an important thing for people to know, because somebody could say, oh, I'll be your agent, but you don't know where you met them. So it's somebody who you really would trust because you're trusting them with your assets or you're trusting them with your health and sometimes with both.
And I would think that it would be something that you would have to have some kind of a written agreement. And maybe you'll talk about this mm-hmm. a little bit more. Because it's not only you that needs to know, it's the other people that you deal with
right.
that need to know. So, and I may be putting the cart before the horse right now, so I'll just let you explain a little bit about what some of the services are
and
what a fiduciary does.
So many times as a fiduciary, I could be anything from a care manager, where I organize the care for somebody, from paying bills to going to doctor's appointments because they don't remember everything that a doctor will say to them, being a liaison to the family because they don't live here, and I'm the eyes and ears and say, when we went to the doctor, this is what happened, or I uh-huh. think mom needs, you know, this. And then it goes all the way through, and being an advocate for that person. Then the next piece is if somebody, you know, needs to be court appointed, or I should back up, a power of attorney is something that I could do also. And that is something which maybe we'll talk about later. But I could also be a personal representative that when someone passes away, you know, to be able to follow what a will is and be that person named. Could also be a guardian or a conservator for somebody. And sometimes just being a successor trustee, that they have a trust and they were named or somebody was named as the trust officer and they can no longer keep that, so I could become a successor trustee. So those are the labels of you know, the services that we can provide. But on a more
day-to-day, on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, it's that, you know, you're not able to keep up with whatever those services that you were able to do before, because I have many, many people who are very bright and they say, I used to be a consultant and I used to be a teacher and that was wonderful. But as, you know, we all know, I can't do what I used to be able to do 30
right.
years ago. So
neither can I.
Right. And most of us can't. And, you know, so it might be even just having the peace of mind knowing that you've gone through their mail and that they don't have the bills and that their checkbooks are reconciled and that their bills are getting out in a timely fashion. From many times it's the family has the peace of mind knowing that someone's there for mom who's going to the doctor and reporting back to the family. I have so many clients like that because they're not available to do
right.
that.
And that's really how you and I met because
right.
you would bring patients into our office. And whether it was their hearing aids just needed to be cleaned or maybe they needed to reevaluate their hearing because they weren't hearing well and you might need to take that information back to their primary mm-hmm. care physician and they have forgotten it by the time they walk out the door. Just for us also knowing that the information that we provided was getting back to their family and was getting followed through because we also see the patients who think that they can take care mm-hmm, of themselves,
right.
but then unfortunately sometimes in that kind of beginning stage when either they don't realize that they can't or their families don't realize that they can't, that things get lost in translation and they're not sure really what happened. And I'm sure it happens with their physicians, not just their audiologists or, you know, even just going to the hairdresser, but to making sure that they end up there at the right time on the right day and that somebody knows what the outcome was and then what needs to be done.
And sometimes what you just said, many times the families aren't aware of this because they're not seeing them
yes.
on a regular basis. And not because they don't love them, they're just not seeing them. And that's my job. If I keep going back, like we had one client, well, your patient, my client, who he didn't realize that, you know, his hearing aids weren't working. And it was coming to you. He was putting them in every day, but they were broken. And then when, you know, having his ears tested again and to make sure that the hearing aids were appropriate, because sometimes it might be appropriate for 5 years ago, but now it's not appropriate.
Right.
And so I like to think of it as being the good daughter that's in town,
uh-huh.
you know. And,
that's a great way to describe
you know,
it.
Because many times people don't have that.
And, you know, for me, again, one of my frustrations is, and we're digressing a little bit, but I think it's really important, is we will see patients, and we know that their children live out of town, but because we are seeing them several times a year, and we're having that feeling that perhaps they're not functioning at the level that they need to be, then the kids come into town for a weekend
mm-hmm.
or a week,
right.
and they don't realize it. They
mm-hmm.
just say, oh, they're fine. And it's, you know, I've been in situations where I've called patients, children, when they give me permission to,
mm-hmm.
long distance and just say, you know, I'd really like you to just pay a little bit closer attention because I'm not sure that living independently without some help is the best thing for your mom or your dad at this point. And it's always kind of uncomfortable, but I think somebody has to do it. And, you know, oftentimes I think it's the physician that does it, but maybe the physician doesn't see it in the same way. So you kind of hope that the kids take it in the positive, helpful way that we intend it. But sometimes you're right. We see it much sooner than sometimes their children do when they're only seeing them part-time. The patients can kind of be on for a couple of days when their kids are here, but they may not be able to maintain that.
And so, you know what else happens? Many times children don't want to face the reality that their parents are aging. They still want to see them, you know, the way that they were. So, and I know my own children, you know, I said, be patient with me. I don't remember like I used to.
Right.
You know,
right.
and joking with them.
Right.
But many times children, you know, adult children don't it's very hard for them to see that mom and dad might need a little bit more attention. They might need to go to a different doctor. They might need the hearing aids because they don't want to see them as an older person.
Right. So talk a little bit. We were talking before, talking about a will versus a living will and health directives. And I know you felt that that was really an extremely important part of what you do. Can you talk about that a little bit?
And I can't stress enough how much health directives are important for people, because you have to make the decision of what you want when that opportunity comes. We all like to believe we're not going to go to the hospital and we're all going to stay healthy, but if that opportunity happens, if you do not have your health directives in place, the doctors are going to make the decisions for you. And so somewhere, someone's going to make a decision, and it's better to go and have those decisions made with an attorney and, you know, an elder care attorney who this is what their specialty is. And the living will is saying, if I am not able to say my wishes, two parts of that. Number one, I have an agent who's going to make those, are going to follow my decisions that I've made. It's not for them to say, well, I don't want you to have this. You have already empowered yourself by making those decisions, and you have this entrusted agent who's going to follow those. So when the doctor wants to put a trach down because you need that, it's like you're going to say, but, you know, my mom or my dad did not want that, you know, and whatever the situation might be. I mean, there's so many. So I think the important part is, and a will is when you've passed away. That is not a living will, and so many people confuse that. So it's really important to see if you've updated those health directives in the last 7 or 8 years, and if you don't have them, get them.
I definitely want to talk about this a little bit more, because I know that it's really, really important and such a crucial part of what you do. But let's just take a little break to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll come back.
Standing up for Tucson and Southern Arizona and making a difference every day. The Voice of Freedom, AM 1030 KVOI.
Do you have difficulty hearing and understanding when people talk to you? Have you been fit with hearing aids but don't use them because they don't work? This is Dr. Janice Gash, founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. For 30 years, I've been hearing these questions and many more like them. I'd like to invite you to call now with your questions and concerns at 790-2040 or call Arizona Hearing Specialists to schedule your appointment for a hearing evaluation at 742-2845. That's 742-2845.
A lot has changed since 1956 when Mama Luisa's first opened their doors. One thing has stayed the same, and that's Mama Luisa's great home cooking the Italian way. With an incredible selection of treasured family recipes, Mama Luisa's is sure to please your dining experience. Mama Luisa's all-you-can-eat lunch special is every Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. All-you-can-eat soup, salad, pasta bar, and breadsticks for only $7.50. Mama Luisa's is located on Craycroft, just north of Golf Links. Mama Luisa's, great home cooking the Italian way.
It's snowing, and it's time to book your winter getaway at Antler Ridge. Antler Ridge is just 15 minutes from Sunrise Ski Resort. The cabins at Antler Ridge are nestled among aspen trees and pines in the heart of Greer, Arizona. Antler Ridge has all the comforts of home and the rustic charm that will make for a great family or romantic getaway. Cabins fill quickly, so call 1-888-56-GREER or visit antlerridge.com. Come experience Antler Ridge in beautiful Greer, Arizona. 1-888-56-GREER.
Hi, this is Doug Martin. We were talking with one of our listeners who owns a small business. He loves our radio station, but didn't think he could afford radio advertising. He advertises in several small print publications. When he found out that he could reach our audience at about the same cost as one of the print publications, he was excited. If you're in business or involved in a nonprofit organization or church, you can reach like-minded people on this radio station for less than you think. Radio stations are like neighborhoods. There are tens of thousands of people listening to this radio station, and they're a lot like you. You can reach them for a lot less than you think. Give us a call at 790-2440 and let us show how this radio station can work for you. That number again is 790-2440.
Get expert advice on your hearing. It's Hearing Matters with Dr. Janice. Only on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice. Call in now at 790-2040. That's 790-2040.
Welcome back to Hearing Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Janice Gash, and we're talking with Rhonda Stone, the founder of Personal Support Services. And Rhonda, we had started talking before the break about health directives, which is the same thing, synonymous with a living will versus a will. And I know just from our conversations on the side how very important you feel this is. And I'll just relate a story about my grandfather, and then I kind of want you to talk a little bit more. You know, when I was growing up, my mother's father was alive, and I, you know, since I was really, really young, my grandfather would take the subway from Brooklyn to Queens, and he'd come and have dinner with us every week. But for as long as I could remember, I always remember him and my mother and father just talking about what his wishes were. You know, she knew where things were. She had lists about, you know, where everything was in his apartment. I mean, he lived alone. My grandmother had passed away many, many years before. And it just kind of was a matter of course that we knew what my grandfather's wishes were. She knew where everything was. She was a signer on all of his accounts and whatever stocks and bonds he had and clipping coupons and all that stuff that, you know, is from many, many years ago. And it was just something that we took for granted. And I think it is really important. But, you know, as you and I have talked about, it's not something that a lot of people do. So let's talk about what people should do, what really is helpful for them to do.
And I just want to add one of my little stories with how I got involved with this was back in 1989, I think. I got a phone call that my father was in the hospital, and I needed to take over. Something had happened. He had a mental breakdown or something, and I didn't know where anything was.
And you had said he had lived in Florida.
He lived
and
in Florida. I was in New York. I was an only child, and the woman that he was married to, they were separated. And if I didn't have Kitty, I would have never been able to get through that. And that really showed me how important it was, because unfortunately I was the family that we didn't talk about anything, you know, not like you and your grandfather. And I didn't know where anything was. I didn't know if he had a safe deposit box. I didn't know what keys were. I didn't know anything. And, you know, it's a very difficult situation. And I was fortunate because I am very organized. And I had Kitty. But, you know, you're not always put in that situation.
Right.
And just to relate something, you know, many times I get clients who are unable to tell me their wishes, and I don't know if they want to be cremated, if they want to be buried. There's nobody around to tell me. And
they haven't had that conversation with their children, or maybe
they might
they
not
don't
be
have
children.
Children.
Right. And I've had that, and it's like, what do I do? And then you have to start asking people who knew them. I had that recently, like, what did they want? And I had a situation recently where, you know, it's about even being cremated. You know, the son wanted it, the ashes, you know, the cremated body to go one place, and friends said she wanted it somewhere else. And the best I could do was I really split her cremains and between the son what they said she wanted. So if you get, you know, the health directives are a living will, which basically states, this is what I want if I have to go to the hospital, and this is the person that I want to make those decisions. And you'll have a power of attorney for your health decisions, and that person will follow your wishes. And what the power of attorney is, basically, you are capable of making decisions for yourself. And that's the only time you could do it, because if you don't have that capacity, and I know that's not the listeners that you have right now, someone's going to make those decisions for you. And then there's also the general power of attorney, which is also part of this. And you don't have to have everything, but somebody who's going to be able to make your financial decisions for you. And again, that will be something that you talk to them about. And so that if you need to have somebody, you call 911 and they come to the house, somebody will present, this is the wishes that they want. Because when you go to the hospital now, they'll ask you, do you have a living will?
Right.
And if you don't, right, you're leaving those decisions to a doctor. And, you know, doctors are going to try to keep you alive, and maybe you don't want to be kept alive. You know, that's your decision. I guess the reason for this talk show is to empower people with knowledge. I want to empower you to make that decision when you can make that decision. Don't let other people make your decisions. And you know, in a job of fiduciary or a child or, you know, an adult child, is to follow those wishes as best as possible.
But if they've never had that conversation,
right.
If they've never asked the questions, because so many of us feel like, oh, I can't talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm one of those too. And, you know, you just don't want to talk about it. You don't want to ask the question. But that whole process of communication, we all know that we're not going to live forever. And so it is better to have those conversations earlier rather than later.
Absolutely.
Because it sounds like, from what you're saying, so many times by the time you see your clients, decisions have been made for them and they may not be able to participate.
Absolutely.
In them.
Yes. And
And you know, but I hear it from our patients, and I can see it from the other side too. You know, the patients will say, "Well, I don't want to bother them." You know, my kids have their own life. You know, but you want to have that communication, and I think, as you had said previously, a lot of times the family, whether it's kids or nieces or nephews or even brothers or sisters, don't want to bring it up because they feel funny mm-hmm. about it.
And a great way to start, if you don't have that relationship, is to sit and talk about your values, what values you would like to give to your grandchildren, if you have grandchildren, or to your children, that when you're not here, that they will remember you. I remember that my father was a very, very, very hard worker. He instilled that in me, and I'd like to believe that I carry that. That's a very safe way, because you're talking about values. So if you haven't really talked with your family, that's a great way to start. You're not talking about how much money you have in your, you know, nobody wants to talk about their how much money
right,
they
right,
have.
Right,
in,
how much
know.
Money am I going to get,
right,
or,
right.
or is it going to be divided? And,
right.
You know,
we're not up
being,
to that.
Right.
Start the conversation with what your values are, what you believe in life. You know, so many times we love our children and we love our parents, but we don't even really know who they really are. So start by making a list of, you know, what's really important to you. If you had five things that you'd want your family to remember, you know, it's not going to be that they're going to remember that I had, you know, diamond earrings, which I don't have. But if I had diamond earrings, you know, I'd like them to believe that, you know, gee, my mom was a compassionate person. She really believed in having compassion for others. And I saw that with my parents. So those are the, you know, so that's a great way to start. Oh, well, I don't talk to my parents. And, you know, start somewhere, because you know what? You're going to be talking either about them or you better be talking to them. You know, so
right.
It's better to talk to them than after the fact. So I can't stress this. for the people that are out there, if you get nothing else of what I've said, you know, and you go to an attorney and get it done correctly. I'll just tell you a very short vignette. I mean, this was years ago when my dad eventually came to live with us after he was hospitalized in like 90. And we knew about a living will, and we tried to do it the cheap way, and we got the living will from the Living Will Society. And I didn't know. My father named me as the agent, and I also witnessed it. Don't do it. That's a definite no. And I didn't know that because we were trying to do it the cheap way, and I didn't know. You know, what did I know? I just knew to get it.
Right.
And it turned out that my father did need that living will, and they would not accept it in the hospital. So he had to stay in a coma for 10 and a half weeks because I did not have the document completed correctly. And, you know, I'd hate to see anybody having to do that. He eventually passed away, but he wouldn't have had to suffer because there were so many things that they did, you know, with dialysis and blood transfusions. So it's really
that
important.
Really, that yeah. He really didn't want, right. That had he discussed right. with you, but because you were named and
right.
you witnessed it,
and I didn't
it
know.
Wasn't accepted.
Yeah, because I didn't go to a professional, and there are attorneys, elder care attorneys, that's what they do. They make sure that it's done correctly.
So, and you don't have to be a person with 80 or 90 birthdays to create a living will, because I know that we've done that also, and it's important to do it at whatever age. So let's just break and hear from our sponsors for a few minutes.
Hello, Southern Arizona. This is Michael Medved inviting you to join me tomorrow for more live, intelligent talk following Dennis Prager on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice.
Do you have ringing in your ears? This is Dr. Janice Gash, founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. If you have ringing in your ears, you might have tinnitus. Tinnitus is a medical condition characterized by persistent ringing in one or both ears, which can only be heard by the affected individual. It has also been described as whistling, hissing, buzzing, or pulsing in the ear. These sounds may come and go. However, many sufferers experience symptoms 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The effects range from slight annoyance to severe disruption of everyday life. The American Tinnitus Association estimates that over 50 million Americans suffer from tinnitus. Oftentimes, tinnitus is associated with hearing loss, and if you have this condition, we may be able to help. Call Arizona Hearing Specialists for your hearing evaluation at 742-2845. That's 742-2845.
Hey, what's with all the cuts lately? They're threatening cuts to police and the fire department, cuts to overtime pay, cuts to teachers and administration, cutting jobs, cutting benefits. How about cutting our taxes? Hey, I wish Washington would cut me a check. You know, that ain't gonna happen. You know, all this talk of cuts is making me hungry for Cody's Beef and Bean Steakhouse. They have the best cuts of meats in Tucson, all cut right on the premises. And you can cut your spending by taking advantage of Cody's daily lunch and dinner specials. So cut on over to Cody's, 2708 East Fort Lowell. Cody's Beef and Bean Steakhouse is a cut above the rest.
The website known as WikiLeaks has done the unthinkable, exposing thousands of classified governmental documents. Those secrets are now common knowledge. It's embarrassed our government. It's created unwanted tension with other nations. Of course, none of us wants our most secret conversations revealed. We don't want the curtain pulled back on things we've said over the phone or written in letters and emails. Yet God knows every word we say and every thought we think. The Bible tells us the secrets we've whispered in the dark will someday be proclaimed for all to hear. On that day, we will each be held accountable for our sinful thoughts, words, and actions. The consequences could be eternity without God. However, Jesus died to help us, to purge the record of every person who asks Him for forgiveness. Then, the strength to live a life pleasing to God. That information is something everyone should know. To learn more, call 888-NEED-HIM. That's 888-NEED-HIM. Or chat with us live at needhim.org.
For all of your gardening and plant questions, listen to the Enchanted Desert Garden Show, Saturday mornings at 7 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock on KVOI 1030 AM The Voice. If that's not enough, visit the new Enchanted Desert Garden at 11011 East Tanque Verde. A unique and inspiring garden and nursery experience. Call 468-2785. Now that's 11011 East Tanque Verde, 1 mile east of Houghton.
The answers to your questions about hearing. It's Hearing Matters, only on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice. Call in now at 790-2040. That's 790-2040.
Welcome back to Hearing Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Janice Gash. And before we conclude today's show with Rhonda Stone, who's the founder of Personal Support Services, I just wanted to remind our listeners again that Arizona Hearing Specialists is sponsoring educational seminars at the end of January, January 25th, 26th, and 27th, in our three offices, one on the east side, one in Green Valley, and one on La Cholla across from the Foothills Mall. And we are going to be talking about tinnitus. It's going to be our tinnitus education seminar, and we've talked about tinnitus or tinnitus, potato or potato, on our show. And we're going to talk a little bit about what it is and some of the strategies to help people that experience tinnitus, and we're also going to be serving a free breakfast. So we hope that you will join us, and if you would like to sign up in Tucson, please call 742-2845, or if you live in the Green Valley, Sahuarita area, Rio Rico, Nogales, call us at 648-3277. Just again, to talk about our audiologists, you know, our doctors of audiology understand that the value of your hearing is not measured by price alone. And we spend a lot of time trying to utilize our knowledge and experience to create a customized solution to your expectations for hearing better for your individual listening lifestyle. So Rhonda, you know, we're talking about health directives and living wills and just the importance of that. And I think, as you said, if there's one thing that our listeners came away with today, it's the importance of thinking about a living will or a health directive before they're at a point where they're incapable. And mm-hmm. so just talking about communication, passing their values on. I loved what you said about, you know, five things to remember mm-hmm. about me. I mean, I just think, as you said, it's just somebody needs to open that conversation. And that if they do sign a living will, to make sure that it will be valid and accepted, mm-hmm. as you had explained about, unfortunately, the experience you had with your dad. Two questions before we end the show, and one is, how does someone, either a potential client or a family member, how do they get in touch with you for more information?
They can email me at Rhonda at TucsonCareManager.com, or they can also go to the website and they can personal support services, and they'll see the services that I provide.
Great.
You know, that we provide.
Great. And I do have to give you a personal endorsement, because the patients for us, as you said, clients for you, that you have brought to our office, to several of our audio Arizona Hearing Specialist offices over the years, have all been very happy, very well cared for. And I know that you've been a very, very important part of their life and their end-of-life plan. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you. Thank you for joining us today. Talk to us a little bit about some personal accomplishments some of the fun stories, the things that you really felt kind of made you feel at the end of the day, wow, I did something really great today?
You know, when you asked me that, and we both shared it, he's no longer with us, Gilbert. And he was tough. He was a tough man. You know, he was a very strong individual when he was, you know, in his earlier years. He did not think he needed to drive, and he did not think that he needed to be in an adult care home. And one day he got so angry at me, he says, you know what, I'm going to fire you. And I said, Gilbert, you can't fire me. Your daughter hired me. And you know, by the time Gilbert did pass away, he thanked the home where he was at. He thanked me for he said how much he loved us and how much he, you know, he appreciated what we did. And to think of where he came from, to even be able to express that. And he was going to live to 100. And unfortunately, he only got to live to be 96.
Wow, that's pretty great.
And so I always think of him in a certain way because I learned so much from the people that I work with. When they were building on River Road, they were expanding it, and I was driving Gilbert maybe to your office and coming back, and I'd say, Gilbert, they put up those little, I don't know, those little decorative things, and I personally didn't like them. And I said, Gilbert, do you like those? And, you know, without even thinking about it, he'd said, Rhonda, we have to wait and see how it's finished before we can make a decision. And I said, you know what, right? You're right, Gilbert. And now they're not as bad as they were when they were just standing out there.
That's funny.
You know, I think many times when I'm working with the clients, I don't get the thank you from them as much as I do from the family members because they know that they can go away and their loved ones have been taken care of. You know, I have one client who, she recently passed away, and the family entrusted me. I was just one of the people, but, you know, that cared for her and that they were able to know that, you know, that their mom's needs would be taken care of and that I would let them know.
Right.
People have thanked me for, you know, getting on the email and emailing them and telling them, this is what's going on. We went to the doctor and this is what happened. You know, that makes me, you know, when you said accomplishments, you know, my accomplishments aren't grand in there. In the whole scheme of things, but I make a difference for families. And I can't ask for any more, you know. Sometimes it's not easy, you know. But when you know you've done something, when I had this woman who, this woman, Violet, who, you know, did not have, she was never married. She didn't have children. She was never married. She really was by herself. Her sister had passed away, and she had cousins here, but we would laugh together. You know, she would make me laugh, and I'd make her laugh, and she'd say, slow down, Rhonda, you're going much too fast for me. And you know, she was really very special to me.
Uh-huh.
And so I think it's treating people with respect, treating them with dignity, and treating them like as if they were my parents.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that's the biggest accomplishment because they come to depend on us.
Right.
You know,
right.
So.
I think that your outlook, you know, reflects my outlook and my staff's outlook in dealing with and working with our patients is that they become extended family. Mm-hmm. And I think that dignity and respect is really important. And always realizing that person is that person that you're working with was somebody's daughter or son, mm-hmm. or that person is perhaps somebody's mother or father, and seeing them as the person that they are, and everybody's different, and appreciating them mm-hmm. for that. And so I thank you so much, Rhonda, for sharing your story with us today. And again, I hope that our listeners have learned something. And I liked what you said about, yes, you know, I see kind of my mission and my mission for the show, my mission for what I do is empowering people with knowledge. Because if you have that knowledge, then you can make the right decisions. you can make the right decisions about the right things to do, not only for yourself, but the people that you deal with. So thank you so very much.
Thank you.
I want to thank everybody who has been listening today, and I hope that Rhonda Stone and I have shared some information that is helpful to you and will improve your quality of life or the quality of life of your family and friends. And I hope that you'll tune in next Sunday at 2 p.m. for Hearing Matters. And if you have any questions, you can email them to me at info@arizonahearing.com. So thank you all, and we'll be talking next week.
You've been listening to Hearing Matters with Dr. Janice Gash. Join us again next Sunday at 2 p.m. on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice. And to make an appointment at Arizona Hearing Specialist, call 742-2845. Hearing Matters, helping you hear your best.